Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and my guest today is Jim Lukaszewski from Rizdal Marketing Group. And our topic is, sometimes you should ignore your online critics. Mr. Lukaszewski, why is this important to business owners?
Well, I think we're beginning to learn that social media, while it benefits media and businesses in many ways, often delivers negative messages, criticism, even anger about ourselves, products, services, companies, almost anything in life. And while any message of this nature is upsetting, I think the first response needs to be calmness and a careful assessment of whether or not to respond and assess your options for responding.
So our question of the day is, just how panicked should we get from online criticism? Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Jim Lukaszewski from the Rizdal Marketing Group. And our question of the day is, just how panicked should we get from online criticism, even if it's sharp and contentious? Jim?
Tom, you know, the anonymous nature of media today tends to be a secure environment for bad behavior. In comment boards and those places we see in newspaper articles and magazines where they're followed, where you can put comments in, they're structured so that people can use pseudonyms and other names, so that the theory is that comments will be more candid. And in practice, though, the results have been that the comments are simply more negative, more emotional, and often really the voices of crackpots rather than from regular customers or individuals who have a real relationship with the issue or problem that's being discussed.
So are we better off to ignore these people, Jim?
Well, it seems to me that if you're a target of these comments, you've got at least three options. The first one, of course, is to do nothing and see what happens. The second is to respond somewhat directly. And the third might be to respond sensibly, in the sense you're using more positive, useful, constructive information that would really help the person better understand what it is they're commenting on.
So when should we pay attention?
Well, you know, if you choose to respond, one of the rules always is only use positive declarative language, even when the complaint and the comment is really negative and provocative. Angry people are stimulated by negative language and aggressive negative comments. As your mother used to say, you know, if you can't say something nice, stay quiet.
And any final thoughts for our listeners, Jim?
Listen to your mom.
Always listen to your mom. Jim, thanks for joining us today. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.